The United Kingdom's warning at the opening of UNAI governance talks deserves careful attention. British officials invoked the word Hiroshima to describe the potential threat posed by advanced AI systems, a deliberate choice of historical analogy. Hiroshima represents a category of harm that is civilizational in scale, that arrives faster than governance structures can respond, and where the technology once released cannot be recalled. Whether you think that analogy is apt or hyperbolic, the fact that a G7 government is using it in formal UN proceedings tells you something about where the political risk assessment is moving.
The GPT 5.6 story connects directly to that governance conversation. According to reports, the broad release of OpenAI's GPT 5.6 is contingent on a White House call scheduled for tomorrow, July 7th. The idea that the release of a commercial AI model requires a White House phone call to proceed is genuinely new territory. It suggests that the U.S. government has inserted itself into AI release timelines in a way that goes beyond the voluntary commitments companies made in earlier safety frameworks. Whether you see that as responsible oversight or regulatory overreach probably depends on your priors about government competence in evaluating AI risks.
The KS study from South Korea is one I want to spend a moment on because the number is so striking. AI agents, systems that don't just respond to queries but take actions, browse the web, write and execute code, manage tasks across multiple steps, consume 136.5 times more energy than standard chatbot interactions. The researchers measured this carefully across comparable task loads. The implications are profound. Every major technology company is racing to deploy agentic AI systems because that's where the commercial value is. But if the energy cost scales with the case findings, the data center build-out required isn't just more of the same. It's qualitatively different in scale. And that runs directly into Jeffrey's warning about AI capital expenditure facing market pushback.
Jeffrey's note argued that investors are beginning to question whether the AI infrastructure build-out is generating returns at a pace that justifies the spend. The numbers involved are extraordinary. We're looking at projections suggesting AI spending will surpass the U.S. defense budget by 2027. For reference, the U.S. defense budget this year is roughly $850 billion. The AI investment thesis requires not just that the technology works, but that it generates productivity gains that flow through to corporate earnings in a timeframe that satisfies equity investors. If the energy consumption numbers from the case study are indicative of what agentic deployment actually costs, the unit economics get harder to close.
NVIDIA's flagship AI rack being delayed to 2028 adds another dimension to this. NVIDIA has been the central beneficiary of the AI infrastructure build-out. Its GPUs are the dominant computational substrate for training and inference. If its next-generation rack system is genuinely pushed out by more than a year, that creates a gap in the upgrade cycle that competitors might exploit, and it could slow the rate at which enterprise customers can expand their AI capacity. The delay itself may reflect supply chain complexity, thermal management challenges at these power densities, or simply the difficulty of engineering systems that consume and dissipate the kind of power we're now talking about.
Citi CEO Jane Fraser's comments about two AI races reshaping banking deserve attention here. She distinguished between the race to deploy AI for operational efficiency, cost reduction, process automation, fraud detection, and the race to develop AI-native financial products and services that don't exist yet. The first race is essentially defensive. Banks that don't automate will have structural cost disadvantages. The second race is more speculative, but potentially more transformative. Financial products that can dynamically adjust to real-time individual risk profiles, lending decisions made in milliseconds with information sets no human underwriter could process. Both races require massive capital investment, which is why banking is one of the sectors most exposed to the AI CapEx debate.
And Tencent's WeChat AI agent progress, which drove a share price increase after JP Morgan highlighted it, is worth flagging as a competitive benchmark. WeChat has over 1 billion active users and functions as a super app, messaging, payments, commerce, content, all in one platform. If Tencent successfully integrates capable AI agents into that ecosystem, the commercial network effects are enormous. For Western AI companies trying to monetize agent capabilities, WeChat's integration into daily Chinese life represents both a model and a competitive threat in Asian markets.